tačka o kojoj se raspravljalo, to je doktrina o stanju mrtvih.
But it does fit in nicely with other teachings of the Adventist Church.
Ali ona se lepo uklapala u ostala učenja adventističke crkve.
After all, according to the Bible, the dead are not assigned their reward until after a judgment must take place.
Prema Bibliji jasno je da mrtvi neće dobiti svoju nagradu ili platu dok dan suda ne bude održan.
The man that will bring this teaching to the Adventist Church,
čovjek koji će ovo učenje uneti u adventističku crkvu, to je George Storrs.
We will remember him as a preacher of the Seventh Month Movement.
Mi ga se sećamo kao propovednika koji je govorio o pokretu sedmog meseca.
He had been a Methodist minister.
On je bio metodistički propovednik.
But about the year 1840.
Ali negde oko 40. godine.
Through Bible study.
What?
Through Bible study about the year 1840.
On je dao jedno proučavanje iz Matej 14.
He became convicted on two new understandings.
On je uverio se, dakle, u dva nova gledišta.
The first would be conditionalism.
Prvo je kondicionalizam ili uslovnost,
which basically means that people are not born immortal.
Što znači da ljudi nisu rođeni besmrtni,
but that they receive immortality on the basis of their faith in Christ.
Već primaju besmrtnost na temelju svoje vere u Hrista.
A second theological perspective that Storrs will come to conclude.
Druga teološka perspektiva do koje je došao Storrs na osnovu istraživanja Biblije
is annihilationism.
Annihilation
is like annihilate.
Ne znam kako sad ovo da prevedem. Molim? Anihilacionizam.
That is that hell doesn't, God doesn't torture sinners in hell forever and ever.
Da Bog ne muči grešnike u paklu stalno.
But they are destroyed in hell.
Već da se uništavaju u paklu.
When he came to, when Storrs came to these conclusions in about the year 1840,
kada je Storrs došao do ovih zaključaka oko godine 1840,
he resigned from the Methodist ministry.
On je dao ostavku na mesto metodističkog propovednika.
Because after several years of Bible study,
jer posle nekoliko godina istraživanja Biblije,
he had been become convinced that the church was wrong.
On je došao do uverenja da njegova crkva je u zabludi.
That people did not have inherent immortality.
Da ljudi nemaju urođenu besmrtnost,
but it came as a gift through Christ.
Već da ona dolazi kao dar od Hrista.
And if they weren't immortal,
a ako nisu besmrtni,
they couldn't burn forever and ever.
Onda ne mogu ni goreti večno.
But they would be burned up.
Već će izgoreti. You said 40. He was interested what was the year when he came to these conclusions. I said 40.
About the year 1840.
40. Godine, da.
In the year 1841.
41. Godine.
He will publish a little book.
On je objavio knjigu.
Called an inquiry.
Koja je nosila naslov. Inquiry.
Yeah.
Inquiry. Yeah. Kako da kažem, raspitivanje ili istraživanje.
An inquiry, the last part of the title was, are the souls of the wicked immortal?
Da li su i duše bezakonika besmrtne?
In three letters.
U tri pisma.
That's the whole title.
Tako se zove celi naslov ove knjige.
1842.
42. godine.
He publishes an expanded version of that book.
On je objavio jedno prošireno izdanje ove knjige.
which he titled,
koji je dao naslov,
An Inquiry.
Inquiry, samo ispitivanje ili istraživanje.
Are the souls of the wicked immortal?
Da li su duše bezakonika besmrtne?
In six sermons.
U šest propovedi.
Also in the year 1842,
također iste godine 42.
The Millerite evangelist Charles Fitch,
Milleritski propovednik evangelista Charles Fitch,
will convert Storrs to Millerism.
Obratio je Storrsa i učinio ga pripadnikom Millerovog pokreta.
And he will soon discover that Fitch will soon discover
Fitch će uskoro otkriti
that he is not the only evangelist.
Da on nije jedini evangelista.
Storrs will also convert him.
I Storrs je njega obratio.
On the issue of immortality.
Po pitanju besmrtnosti.
In January of 1844,
u januaru mesecu 44.
Fitch accepts Storrs's understanding.
Fitch je prihvatio Storrovo mišljenje.
On conditionalism and annihilationism.
Što se tiče kondicionalizma i anihionalizma.
Fitch becomes the first minister to convert to these doctrines.
Fitch je postao prvi propovednik koji je prihvatio ovu doktrinu.
But there seems to be a fairly large number of lay people who believed in them.
Ali izgleda da je bio veliki broj vernika koji su prihvatili ovu doktrinu.
I should say that Fitch was the first of Storrs's converts on this topic.
Možda bi bilo bolje da kažem da je Fitch bio prvi od Storrsovih obraćenika što se tiče ovog pitanja.
The other Millerite leaders,
druge starešine Millerovog pokreta,
would reject Storrs's position on the topic.
Odbacivali su Storrsovo gledište o ovom pitanju.
But like I say, many of the lay people seem to be following him.
Ali kao što sam već rekao, izgleda su mnogi vernici, ne propovednici, sledili ovo mišljenje.
This will be one of the two lines from which these teachings will come.
Ovo su dva izvora iz kojih dolazi ovo učenje.
Now some of you seem to have an undying interest in Jehovah's Witnesses.
Među vama ima nekih koji imaju neumorno interesovanje za Jehovine svedoke.
So I must tell you about Jehovah's Witnesses and Seventh-day Adventists.
Moram zato da vam kažem o Jehovinim svedocima u vezi sa adventistima.
A couple of years ago I read a major history of the Jehovah's Witnesses.
Pre nekoliko godina čitao sam jednu opširnu istoriju Jehovinih svedoka.
And guess whose name I kept finding throughout the first few pages?
I šta mislite koje sam ime pronašao na nekoliko prvih stranica?
George Storrs.
George Storrs.
Why is he significant in their history?
Zašto je on tako značajan u njihovoj istoriji?
Because he not only gave us our understanding of this nature of man.
Zato što je on ne samo nama dao to svoje razumevanje prirode čovjeka,
but he would also take it to the Jehovah's Witnesses when they developed.
Već su ga preuzeli od njega i Jehovini svedoci kada su se razvijali.
And give them some of their other ideas.
I davali su, on im je dao i neke od drugih ideja.
And since the question of the witnesses came up, I will just say a couple of other sentences.
A pošto se ovo pitanje Jehovini svedoka pojavljuje, ja bih rekao još nekoliko rečenica.
They did not come directly from the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
Oni ne potiču direktno iz crkve Adventista sedmog dana.
But as I recall, it was kind of an offshoot of the Adventist Church.
Ali koliko ja mogu da se setim, oni su ogranak jednog ogranka adventističke crkve.
And there's no direct connection.
Nema direktne veze.
George Storrs is really the closest connection in many ways.
Možda je George Storrs jedna od najvećih veza koje postoje.
However, in the taxonomy of how people classify churches,
ali tamo u onoj klasifikaciji crkava,
the witnesses are classified as an Adventist body.
Ovi Jehovini svedoci su klasificirani kao jedan ogranak adventista.
Mainly because they're also waiting the advent.
možda zato što i oni čekaju drugi Hristov dolazak. But not the same one.
Well, maybe they think it already happened.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that.
No.
At any rate, there is a second way that this teaching on immortality, I should say non-immortality, came into the Adventist Church.
Postoji i drugi način na koji je ovo učenje o besmrtnosti stiglo u adventističku crkvu.
And that would be through the Christian connection.
A to je preko onog, one zajednice, kršćanska veza ili Christian connection.
You will recall that this restorationist movement,
a vi se sećate toga pokreta obnovitelja,
wanted to get completely back to the New Testament teachings.
Koji su želeli da se crkva potpuno vrati novozavetnim učenjima.
And away from all tradition and medieval
i da se oslobodi od svih tradicija srednjovekovne crkve.
Medieval perversions.
Izopačenosti srednjega veka.
And of course, many of the leading Millerites were members of the Christian connection.
Svakako vi znate da su mnogi od propovednika Millerovog pokreta pripadali ovoj crkvi Christian connection.
That would have two effects on the Sabbatarian movement.
Ovo je imalo dve vrste uticaja na pokret poštovalaca subote.
First,
prvo,
James White and Joseph Bates.
Joseph Bates and James White
would come in to Adventism with an orientation towards conditionalism and annihilationism.
Već su došli u adventistički pokret orijentisani na kondicionalizam.
Meanwhile,
u međuvremenu,
the mother of Ellen Harmon,
majka Ellen Harmon,
would come into contact with conditionalism.
Došla je u kontakt sa kondicionalizmom.
During meetings that the family attended,
u toku sastanaka kojima je porodica prisustvovala,
at the Casco Street Christian Church,
u Castle Street hrišćanskoj crkvi,
which was a Christian Connection church,
koja je pripadala crkvi Connection, Christian Connection,
where they attended Millerite meetings in 1842.
Dok su prisustvovali Milleritskim sastancima 42. godine.
Those meetings would not only bring the Harmon family into the Millerite movement.
Ovi sastanci ne samo da su doveli porodicu Harmon u Millerov pokret,
but would eventually begin to get them to think about conditionalism.
A već su ih naveli da razmišljaju o kondicionalizmu.
The teenage girl Ellen Harmon,
teenager devojka Ellen Harmon,
would be converted to conditionalism in 1843.
43. godine je prihvatila kondicionalizam.
When she heard her mother discussing the topic.
Kada je čula svoju majku da raspravlja o tom predmetu.
She discovered when she studied her Bible that it was a biblical doctrine.
A kada je proučavala svoju Bibliju, ustanovila je da se radi o biblijskoj doktrini.
Which was a great relief to her.
Što je predstavljalo veliko olakšanje za nju.
Because she had struggled mightily with how God could torture people forever
and ever. Jer se ona veoma mučila tim pitanjem kako Bog može da muči ljude beskrajno.
Thus, from the time that there is a Sabbatarian movement.
Prema tome, od samog vremena, to je deo pokreta poštovalaca subote.
All three of the founders.
Sva tri naša osnivača.
Will come into that movement with conditionalism and annihilationism as a part of their understanding.
Došli su već u naš pokret sa tom sklonošću da prihvate kondicionalizam i anihilacionizam kao delove svoje orijentacije.
For them it was not only biblical.
Za njih to nije bilo samo biblijsko gledište,
but it fit into their eschatological understanding.
Već uklapalo i u njihovo eschatološko razumevanje.
And to their eventual understanding of the investigative judgment.
Sve dok konačno nisu došli i do razumevanja istražnog suda.
Thus, by the early 1850s.
Dakle, tako do vremena prvih godina, prvih 50-ih godina.
The four pillar doctrines of Adventism were in place.
Četiri osnovne doktrine adventističke crkve već su bile na svom mestu.
Premillennial second coming.
Drugi dolazak premilenijuma.
Sabbath and the law of God.
subota u Božjem zakonu.
Sanctuary, two-phase ministry in the sanctuary above.
Dvofazna Hristova služba u nebeskom svetilištu.
And the state of the dead.
I stanje mrtvih.
A theology understood and preached within the context of Revelation.
A cela ta teologija bila je shvaćena i propovedana u kontekstu otkrivenja.
Particularly the three angels' messages.
Posebno u kontekstu trostruke anđelske vesti.
They had answered the question, what is Adventist in Adventism?
Oni su dakle odgovorili na pitanje šta je to adventističko u adventizmu.
The next decade would see them develop one further biblical understanding.
Sljedeća dekada naći će ih da se bave razvojem jednog drugog biblijskog shvatanja.
And that would be spiritual gifts.
A to su duhovni darovi.
As they began to develop a biblical rationale for the gift of Ellen White's ministry.
Dok su počeli da traže u stvari biblijske osnove dara duha proroštva koje imala Ellen White.
These people were very happy with what they had discovered.
I ti ljudi su bili veoma srećni onim što su otkrili.
They loved what was Adventist in Adventism.
Oni su voleli to što je označavalo adventist u adventizmu.
Now the theological task of the next few decades.
Ali naš teološki zadatak u toku sljedećih nekoliko dekada
would be to expound and to expand upon those basic beliefs.
Trebalo je da predstavlja širenje, proširivanje ovih osnovnih teoloških postavki.
Seventh-day Adventist periodicals and books.
Adventističke časopisi i knjige.
Never got tired of talking about present truth.
Nikada se nisu umarali od pričanja o sadašnjoj istini.
And the distinctively Adventist aspects of the denomination's belief system.
I o izrazito adventističkim gledištima verovanja te denominacije.
There was one problem in this.
Međutim, tu se pojavljivao jedan problem.
In the process of overemphasizing the unique Adventist doctrines,
u procesu prenaglašavanja jedinstvenih adventističkih učenja,
they underemphasized,
oni su podcenjivali,
and neglected beliefs that they shared with other Christians.
Zanemarivali verovanja koja su im bila zajednička sa ostalim hrišćanima.
After all, they lived in a Christian culture.
Pre svega, oni su živeli u hrišćanskoj kulturi.
Why preach grace to Baptists?
Zašto da pričaju o blagodati baptistima?
Or prayer to Methodists?
Zašto da pričaju o molitvama metodistima?
They already believed those things.
Oni već veruju o tome.
The important thing was to get these Baptists straight on the Sabbath.
Važno je njima bilo da te baptiste obrate što se tiče subote.
And the state of the dead.
Ili što se tiče stanja mrtvih.
And so the Adventist preachers began to preach those things which we differed from other people.
I tako su adventistički propovednici počeli da propovedaju i da prenaglašavaju ono u čemu smo se razlikovali od drugih.
As I noted the other day.
Kao što sam ja to zapazio juče.
The best way to get an audience?
Najbolji način da zainteresujete publiku
was to start a fight.
Jeste da počnete bitku.
A public argument.
Da počnete javnu raspravu.
A debate.
Debatu.
And so Adventist evangelists?
I tako su adventistički evangelisti
would go into a community?
Odlazili u neku društvenu zajednicu.
And they would challenge the most important preacher.
I onda bi izazivali na bitku najvažnijeg propovednika iz te zajednice.
Which day is the Sabbath?
Koji dan je dan odmora, subota?
What happens when a person dies?
Šta se događa kada neko umre?
And then the whole little town would, the whole village would come out to see the argument.
I onda bi celi taj gradić ili selo izašlo da vidi ko će pobediti.
And that's how we did evangelism.
Tako su oni održavali evangelizaciju.
Start a fight.
Da se bore.
We became very good fighters.
Postali smo veoma dobri borci.
And we're going to discover in the next section of our theological development.
I mi ćemo otkriti u sljedećoj sekciji našeg teološkog razvoja
that we could not only fight with other people,
da mi ne samo da smo se dobro borili sa drugim ljudima,
but that we could fight with each other.
Već smo se borili međusobno.
As we moved towards Minneapolis and the 1888 General Conference. Dok
smo išli prema konferenciji u Minneapolisu 88. godine.
in establishing what was Adventist in Adventism.
Dakle, utvrđujući ono što je adventističko u adventizmu,
the church lost its balance.
Crkva je izgubila ravnotežu.
And failed to adequately preach those things which were Christian in Adventism.
I propustila da na odgovarajući način propoveda ono što je hrišćansko u adventizmu.
That will take us to the crisis of 1888.
To će nas dovesti do krize 1888.
At the Minneapolis General Conference session.
Do zasedanja generalne konferencije u Minneapolisu.
And the second great period of Adventist theology building.
I do drugog velikog perioda izgradnje adventističke teologije. Neki način otkrili neku istinu.
When they talked about the anti-typical day of judgment,
kada su govorili o antitipskom danu suda,
and the breastplate of judgment,
i kada su govorili o naprsniku suda,
and the necessity for a trial judgment before the executive judgment,
i o neophodnosti suđenja pre nego što se izvrši sud.
As early as 1847,
tamo negde do 47.
Joseph Bates would be clear on understanding the pre-advent judgment.
Joseph Bates je imao jasno shvatanje o preadventnom sudu.
He wrote a book in that year.
On je te godine napisao knjigu
in which he demonstrated,
u kojoj je pokazao,
that the second coming could not have taken place at the close of the 2300 days.
Da drugi dolazak nije mogao da se odigra posle isteka 2300 dana i noći.
As the Millerites had predicted.
Kao što su Milleriti smatrali.
He said there must be order and time.
On kaže mora da bude red i vreme.
For two essential things to take place.
Za dve važne stvari da se odigraju.
Between 1844 and the end of the world.
Pre 44. godine i kraja sveta.
First,
prvo,
for God in his judicial character,
Bog u svom karakteru,
to decide the cases of all the righteous.
Treba da odluči o slučajima svih vernih,
that their names may be written in the Lamb's book of life.
Tako da njihova imena budu upisana u Jagnjetovoj knjizi života.
So Bates said we need space, we need time before the coming of Jesus.
Prema tome Bates je smatrao da nam je potrebno vreme, da nam je potreban prostor
for the pre-advent judgment to be completed.
Da bi se završio taj preadventni sud.
And secondly,
i drugo,
he held that God's people needed to be prepared.
On je smatrao da Boži narod mora da se pripremi.
For the day when they would be changed from mortality.
Za dan kada će biti preobraženi iz smrtnoga u besmrtno.
So Bates as early as 1847 was in agreement with pre-advent judgment.
Prema tome Bates je do 47. godine složio se sa teologijom o preadventnom sudu.
But the other leading Sabbatarian theologian,
ali i drugi vodeći teolozi u krugu pripadnika poštolaca subote,
James White,
na primjer James White,
did not agree.
Nisu se time složili.
He said there is no such thing as a pre-advent judgment.
On kaže ne postoji tako nešto kao što je istražni sud, preadventni sud.
In September of 1850,
u septembru 50. godine,
James White flatly rejected the idea.
James White je otvoreno odbacio tu ideju.
He says the day of judgment is 1,000 years.
On je rekao dan suda traje 1,000 godina.
And then he wrote,
a onda je napisao,
many minds have become confused.
Mnogi umovi su zbunjeni.
He was writing about Bates.
Govorio je o Batesu.
Many minds have become confused.
Mnogi umovi su se zbunili.
By conflicting views,
suprotnim stavovima, gledištima,
that have been published on this subject,
koja su bila objavljena o ovom predmetu.
Some have argued,
neki su dokazivali,
that the day of judgment,
da dan suda,
is prior to the second advent.
Treba da se dogodi pre drugog dolaska.
This view is certainly without foundation in the Word of God.
Ovo gledište svakako nema nikakvog temelja u Božoj reči.
So in the period between 1844 and 1850,
prema tome u tom razdoblju od 44. do 50. godine,
Bates and White are totally disagree.
Bates and Whiteovi se potpuno razilaze.
On the pre-advent judgment.
Što se tiče gledišta o preadventnom sudu.
That brings us to the final period in the development of this particular understanding.
To nas dovodi do završnog perioda u formiranju ovog gledišta.
And that takes place between 1850 and 1857.
To se događa između 50. i 57. godine.
We've already noted that in 1850 James White aggressively disagreed.
Već smo zapazili da je 50. godine James White agresivno odbacio ovo tvrđenje.
On the reality of a pre-advent judgment.
O postojanju preadventnog suda.
The only judgment he could see was the millennial judgment.
Jedino suđenje koje on mogao da vidi bilo je suđenje za vreme milenijuma.
Yet by 1857 he will have changed his mind.
Ali 57. godine on će promeniti mišljenje.
We don't know exactly when he changed his mind.
Mi ne znamo tačno kada je on promenio mišljenje.
But we do know that early in 1854,
ali mi dobro znamo da 54. godine
he published an article,
objavio je članak,
written by John N. Loughborough,
koji je napisao Loughborough.
He published an article that clearly states,
u kojem se jasno izriče,
that the hour of God's judgment,
da je čas suda Božjega,
of Revelation 14:6,
Otkrivenje 14:6,
is a pre-advent judgment,
da se to odnosi na preadventni sud.
Now James White was the editor of the review.
A James White je bio urednik reviewa.
The significant point about this article,
ono što je značajno u vezi sa ovim člankom,
is that it was sent to James White marked not for publication.
Bio je poslat Jamesu Whiteu sa naznakom nije za objavljivanje.
But James White went out of his way to publish that argument.
Ali James White se odrekao svojih gledišta i objavio je članak.
On February 14, 1854,
u februaru 54. godine,
and he tells us why he published it.
I kaže nam zašto je objavio taj članak.
And I quote,
ja citiram,
because it meets questions on the topic,
zato što on zadovoljava pitanje u vezi sa ovom temom,
that have been presented to us,
koje nam je bilo postavljeno.
In other words,
drugim rečima,
it seems that by 1854,
izgleda da 54. godine
James White was probably in agreement with the pre-advent judgment.
Da je James White verovatno se složio sa realnošću preadventnog suda.
That he changed his mind somewhere between 1850 and 1854.
Da je promenio svoje mišljenje tamo negde između 50. i 54. godine.
But that is indirect evidence.
Međutim, to je indirektan dokaz.
We know for certain.
Ali znamo
that by 1857,
da 57. godine,
he definitely believed in a pre-advent judgment.
Da je očigledno da je tada verovao u preadventni sud.
In January 1, 1857,
1. januara 57. godine,
the Review and Herald will have an article,
u Review Heraldu izašao je članak,
written by a relatively unknown Adventist,
koji je napisao jedan relativno nepoznati adventista.
The significance of the article is this.
A značaj toga članka je u sledećem.
For the first time in Adventist history.
Prvi put u adventističkoj istoriji.
The term investigative judgment is used.
Upotrebljava se izraz istražni sud.
For the pre-advent judgment.
Za taj preadventni sud.
January 29.
29. januara.
4 weeks later.
4 sedmice posle toga.
James White writes a major article on the judgment.
James White piše veoma važan članak o sudu.
He now thoroughly understands and believes.
Sada on temeljito razume i prihvata.
In the pre-advent judgment.
Postojanje preadventnog suda.
And he also uses the terminology.
A isto tako služi se terminologijom.
Investigative judgment.
Istražni sud.
Thus, the early Sabbatarians.
Prema na taj način su prvi poštovalci subote.
Will make one major change in their understanding of the first angel's message.
Načinili jednu prvu veliku promjenu u svom razumevanju vesti prvog anđela.
Whereas Miller saw the first angel's message as the second coming of Christ.
Dok je Miller smatrao vest prvog anđela Hristovim drugim dolaskom.
By 1857.
Godine 57.
They will see the hour of God's judgment as an investigative
judgment. Oni čas suda Božjega smatraju istražnim sudom, preadventnim sudom.
That is their one major refinement in the first angel's message.
To je dakle jedno veliko prvo rafinisanje ove pogleda na prvu anđelsku vest.
We also saw that they made one major adjustment in the second angel's
message. Mi smo također vidjeli da je takvo jedno veliko prilagođavanje bilo učinjeno i u vezi sa drugom anđelskom vešću.
That the fall of Babylon would take place in two stages.
Da će pad Vavilona se odigrati u dve faze.
Revelation 14:8 it begins the fall.
U otkrivenju 14:8 započinje pad.
Revelation 18 it falls to the bottom.
A u otkrivenju 18 taj pad se završava.
Is there any questions of what we've discussed so far?
Ima li bilo koje pitanje o onome o čemu smo do sada raspravljali?
Yes sir. Nice and loud so they can hear you in the back.
Imali smo prilike da čujemo da je 4 tačke naše kućine specifično odnosno da 4 tačke specifično odnosno na ostale hrišćane. Ja sam slušao o 5S na engleskom. Da li bi tu uklopili duh proroštva koji je napomenut ili ćemo se držati na ove 4?
We were listening about the 4 distinctive doctrines in which we are different from other churches. But he was told that there are 5 of them. Are we going to speak about the spirit of prophecy as the 5th point of distinction?
I used to teach 5.
Ja sam obično govorio o 5.
I was taught 5.
Ja sam mislio da ih ima 5.
The 5 S's.
Pa 5 S.
Sanctuary.
Svetinja.
Sabbath.
Subota.
State of the dead.
Stanje mrtvih.
Second coming. Spiritual
gifts. Drugi dolazak i duhovni darovi.
The 5 S's.
5.
But as I really studied the topic.
Ali kada sam stvarno proučio ovo pitanje.
And as I read what Ellen White said about the pillar or the landmark doctrines.
Kada sam čitao ono što sestra White kaže o stubovima osnovnih doktrina.
I came up with 4.
Ja sam došao na 4.
And these 4 will all be developed before the gathering time.
I svih ovih 4 se razvile pre onog prelaska na vreme okupljanja.
It's those 4 that Ellen White will continually refer back to as the pillars of our faith.
Te 4 doktrine su one doktrine na koje se sestra White stalno poziva kao na temelje naše vere.
The 5th one will be developed in the 1850s.
Ova peta razviće se tamo 50-ih godina.
And I think certainly is distinctive Adventist belief.
Svakako to je izrazito adventističko verovanje.
But I don't see Ellen White herself putting it as a pillar doctrine.
Ali ja nisam primetio da Ellen White sama to uključuje u one temelje adventističke doktrine.
It's probably more of a pillar to our faith today than it was to our early believers.
Možda je to više stub našeg današnjeg verovanja nego što je to bio stub verovanja prvih vernika.
But certainly distinctive and certainly important.
Svakako to je važno verovanje i razlikujemo se po njemu od drugih.
And it was certainly active before the gathering time began.
I svakako da je bilo aktivno pre početka vremena okupljanja.
But the theological justification and integration into Adventist theology is a later development.
Međutim, kasnije uključivanje ovoga u paket adventističke doktrine kasnije se dogodilo.
The back.
There is.
How can they understand that Sister White said that she saw in the Ark of Covenant not only the Ten Commandments, but the manna and Aaron's rod?
Yeah.
But because they were not in the sanctuary above, they were only in the sanctuary on
yeah.
the earth.
Well, I wouldn't want to make all of Ellen White's statements into walk on all four legs.
Ja ne bih hteo da svaka izjava Ellen White izgleda kao da ima sve potrebne noge.
But just to kind of take it as something she said.
Jednostavno uzmite ga tako kao što je to ona rekla.
I think sometimes we've tried to prove too much.
Ponekad pokušavamo da dokazujemo suviše.
But there's no doubt about what she was emphasizing.
Ali nema sumnje u to šta je ona tom prilikom naglasila.
And there's no doubt about the rod that budded being in the earthly tabernacle.
Nema nikakve sumnje da je Aronova palica bila jedino u zemaljskoj svetinji.
But when I get to heaven, I'll check this out for you.
Al kad bude stigao na nebo, onda ću se raspitati pa ću ti reći.
But I think sometimes we have tried to exegete Ellen White everything that she ever said.
Možda mi ponekad pokušavamo da izvršimo egzegezu svega što je sestra White ikada rekla.
And I'm not so sure that that's a good approach.
A ja mislim da to nije baš neki naročito dobar pristup.
We need to let her as well as the Bible authors have a little bit of literary license.
Moramo smatrati da i ona kao i biblijski autori imaju pravo na neku vrstu književne slobode.
What do I mean by saying about the Bible authors?
A šta to ja mislim kada kažem biblijski autori?
Let's take the Psalms.
Recimo psalme.
It says, one of the Psalms says, the earth standeth still.
The earth standeth still. Da, vi znate da jedan od psalama kaže da zemlja stoji čvrsto.
It moveth not.
Ne kreće se.
Some of the reformers said.
A drugi kaže.
See, the earth doesn't move.
Zato su rekli neki da se zemlja ne kreće.
That proves it. That proves it.
To dokazuje, kazuju oni.
The earth can't go around the sun because the Bible said so.
Ne može Biblija se okreći oko sunca kad Biblija kaže da da zemlja stoji.
Therefore, Copernicus is wrong.
I zato Kopernik nema pravo.
Well, the Bible does say that.
Ali Biblija to stvarno kaže.
As a figure of speech.
Ali to je samo figurativan govor.
But not necessarily a scientific statement.
Ali ne mora biti neophodno da je to neka naučna istina.
Next week as we deal with hermeneutics.
Sljedeće sedmice kada se budemo bavili hermeneutikom.
And verbal inspiration.
I verbalnim nadahnućem.
And inerrancy.
I nepogrešivošću.
And the problems that those things have caused in the Adventist Church.
I probleme koje su sve te stvari izazivale u adventističkoj crkvi.
We'll come back to some of these topics.
Vratit ćemo se ovim nekim od ovih tema.
But in reply to your question, I don't like to make too much out of the details.
Ali odgovarajući na tvoje pitanje, ne želim da se upušta suviše u pojedinosti.
I don't think that's why they were ever given.
Ne vjerujem da su nam one baš zato i bile date.
I think they were given to say the Sabbath is important.
Možda su nam date samo zato da se kaže da je subota važna.
I used to get all worried.
Ja sam se nekada veoma zabrinjavao.
About how the mountains could sing or the bushes or whatever in the Old Testament.
Kako da u Starom Zavetu piše da će planine pevati i šume i gore.
Or how the Holy Spirit could have got confused whether it was one demoniac that was cured or whether two demoniacs.
Ili kako to da je nadahnuće moglo toliko da se zabuni, pa da na jednom mestu govori o dva besna, a na drugome o jednom besnu.
Those kinds of things used to keep me awake at night when I was a young Christian.
Kad sam bio mlad kršćanin, to me održavalo u budnom stanju.
Until I get let God have a little space to use his own figures of speech and his own rules.
Dok nisam dopustio da i Bog ima određeno određeni prostor za izlaganje.
Any other questions?
Ima li još neko pitanje? No, yeah.
What did he say?
He said that the time of grace is up.
I know, we ought to. But we're not.
No, nećete imati 10 minuta vremena milosti. Hvata se za sledeće.
I have a reason for not letting you out 10 minutes early today.
Ja imam razloga zašto ne završavam tako rano danas.
And the reason is, if I finish a little early next week,
razlog je ukoliko završim sledeće sedmice,
I'm going to try to generate a couple of hours.
Ja ću pokušati da sakupim nekoliko sati
in which I can deal with reading inspired materials.
U kojima bi mogao da se bavim čitanjem nadahnutih materijala.
Particularly Ellen White's materials.
Posebno materijala Duha proroštva.
And some principles for doing that.
I načela prilikom čitanja.
That she develops in her own writings.
Koje ona razvila u svojim spisima.
But we'll have to see.
Ali vidjet ćemo.
Anyway, I would rather have time at the end of the class period.
Ja bih na neki način radije imao vreme na kraju tog perioda.
So I'm going to go ahead and just start this next topic.
Ja ću zato ići napred i početi sledeću tematiku.
By giving some bibliography first.
Prvo ću vam dati neku bibliografiju.
We're talking about here the 1888 General Conference session.
Ovde govorimo sada o generalnoj konferenciji 88. godine.
Which will be held in Minneapolis.
Koja se održala u Minneapolisu.
Minnesota.
U Minnesoti,
which is the very northern part of the United States,
koja je na samom severu Sjedinjenih Država.
The theology of these meetings,
teologija ovog sastanka,
has probably been written about as much as anything else in Adventism.
Verovatno je opisana u spisima više nego bilo šta drugo što se događalo u adventizmu.
The other great sector of writings has been around 1844.
Drugi sektor od pisanja verovatno je godina 1844.
Other than that, there's very little about our theological history.
Izvan toga, kao da se malo šta događalo u našoj teološkoj istoriji.
I will just give some titles here.
Ja ću vam dati neke naslove. Neke od tih naslova naći ćete u biblioteci.
A.B. Olson. Through crisis to victory.
Preko krize do pobede. Olson. Molim?
he said that the old Aaron was 13 years of crisis.
No, we'll come to that.
No?
Through crisis, Nieto. Through crisis to victory. This was the original title.
Ovo je originalni naslov, preko krize do pobede.
But some people said, where's the victory?
Ali se ljudi neki pitaju, a gde je ta pobeda?
So when they published the book 20 years later,
i 20 godina posle toga objavili su istu knjigu i nazvali su je 13 kriznih godina.
1888
do 1901.
Same book.
Ista knjiga.
Another book on the topic.
Druga knjiga o istoj tematici.
Quite a short book.
Veoma kratka.
A man by the name of
Bellenkamp.
Wrote a book called What Every Adventist Should Know.
Šta svaki adventist treba da zna?
About 1888.
O 888.
A book that I saw up in your library.
To je knjiga koju sam video gore u vašoj biblioteci.
That is not only bad history but bad theology.
Koja nije samo loša istorija, nego i loša teologija.
We'll come back to this one next week.
Vratit ćemo se na nju sledeće sedmice.
And we'll come back to the man who wrote it.
Vratit ćemo se u stvari na čoveka koji je napisao.
And that's Robert Wieland.
To je Robert Wieland.
And Donald Short.
I Donald Short.
1888 re-examine.
Preispitivanje 1888. Vidjet ćete istoriju ove knjige sljedeće sedmice.
This will become one of the most should I say influential books in Adventist history.
Mislim da se ova knjiga mora računati u jednu najuticajnijih knjiga u adventističkoj istoriji.
But I wouldn't want to say influential in the right direction.
Ali ne bih rekao da je bila uticajna u pravom smjeru.
You'll see why next week.
A vi vidjet ćete sljedeće sedmice zašto tako mislim.
And you've got other books upstairs by these men.
Imate i drugih knjiga napisanih od strane ovih ljudi gore u vašoj biblioteci.
And then I have written three books on the topic.
Ja sam također napisao tri knjige o ovoj tematici.
The one I gave to the library.
Jednu koju sam dao k biblioteci.
Is called A User-Friendly Guide. The 1888 Message.
Da, to je, kako da kažem, friendly guide, to znači ljubazni vodič onoga koji se služi njime.
User-friendly guide to the 1888 message.
To znači ljubazni vodič u vest 1888.
And another one is called Angry Saints.
A druga je nazivana Gnevni sveci.
And one I saw upstairs is a biography of A.T. Jones.
A ona koju sam vidio gore, to je biografija A.T. Jonesa.
Called From 1888 to Apostasy.
Koja se zove Od 1888. do otpada.
There are other books on the topic.
Ali ima i drugih knjiga o ovoj tematici.
But these here probably had the largest influence.
A mislim da ove koje smo napomenuli imaju najveći uticaj.
We will, like I said, come back next week, particularly to the influence of these two men.
Kao što sam već rekao, sljedeće sedmice bavit ćemo se uticajem posebno ova dva čovjeka.
Now, the main focal point in this period will be what is Christian in Adventism.
Veliki fokus